Unit 3, Plato's Views on Education and Communism. Page 35, Structure 3.0, Objectives 3.1, Introduction 3.2, Plato's Views on Education 3.2.1, Importance of Education to Plato's Political Philosophy 3.2.2, Background and Basis of Plato's Scheme of Education 3.2.3, Nature and Content of Plato's Education System 3.2.4, An Assessment 3.3, Plato's Theory of Communism 3.3.1, Introduction 3.3.2, Nature and Purpose 3.3.3, An Assessment 3.4, Let Us Sum Up 3.5, Keywords 3.6, Some Useful Books 3.7, Answers to Check Your Progress Exercises Page 36, 3.0, Objectives Education and Communism occupy a very important place in the development of Plato's ideal state. In this unit, our objectives are to understand the importance and background of Plato's education scheme, to understand and assess the nature and content of Plato's scheme of education, to introduce ourselves to the theory of communism he prescribes to the rulers to produce selflessness among them. 3.1 Introduction. In the previous unit on Plato, we have understood his ideal state. He conceives there a rule of wisdom. Therefore, he wants the philosopher kings to rule. Plato is a true planner. To produce such philosopher rulers, apart from eugenics, that is, the science and scheme of arranged marriages between right male and right female, to produce an able and strong child, he plans an elaborate scheme of education and a communist, that is, a community life without private property and private family for the rulers. The noble purpose and the meticulous details of these schemes of education and communism of Plato are an integral and a very interesting part of Plato's ideal state. We must know it because we are also worried today as to how to make our politicians men of wisdom and selflessness. Our plan of understanding Plato's education and communism are as follows. First, we take up education and discuss its importance, background, basis, the nature and content of his schemes for education. Second, we move on to a discussion of his theory of communism. We will also make an assessment of Plato's communism to understand its limitation and differences from modern communism. Page 37, 3.2, Plato's Views on Education. Plato was basically a philosopher and teacher. Though he came from a family with high political connection in Athens, he did not participate in politics. He thought deeply about all aspects of politics and became the first political philosopher. He started his famous school called Academy to train and produce philosophers and perhaps politicians. He went to Syracuse to train its prince. In this background, for the super academic that Plato was, it was natural for Plato to be concerned with education. But it was also very much necessary as he wanted to produce philosophers rule in his republic. His views on education are elaborately presented in The Republic. 3.2.1 Importance of Education to Plato's Political Philosophy. Plato attached great importance to education. The large amount of space devoted to education and the meticulous details of syllabi discussed in The Republic is enough proof for it. This has indeed made some people to consider The Republic as mainly a book on education. Rousseau, the French philosopher of 18th century AD, considered it as hardly a political work, but the greatest work on education ever written. However, the importance given by Plato to education is not strange, for Plato, who held knowledge, philosophy, virtue, and justice high, education was the best instrument to shape the life of man within himself and outside to be happy, ethical, and just. For producing the philosopher ruler, education was a natural imperative. As Barker observes, Plato indeed gave more importance to education than communism in producing a philosopher ruler or a wise man. Education is an attempt to turn the inward eye towards the light. It's an attempt to shape the man from inside, from the core, that is, his spirit. It's an attempt to treat ignorance, superstition, selfishness, greed, and conflicts right at their source. It's a positive remedy and resource against all evil and weakness. In contrast, the scheme of communism is a negative and material remedy and supplement in the fight against selfishness to the positive, primary, and spiritual effort in producing the just man and just society. page 38. 3.2.2 Background and Basis of Plato's Scheme of Education. Plato's education system was not totally an invention by Plato. It was only an innovation on the then historically existing system of Greek education. Greek education, by the time of Plato, was well developed. There were two types of education systems in Greece, one represented by Athens and another by Sparta. The Athenian system of education was basically a system of private education. A law of Solon had obliged parents to educate their boys, but the state did not interfere in education. The curriculum at Athens had emphasized art and literature. In short, education at Athens was haphazard, costly, and aesthetic. The end product of such a system was an Athenian cultured, versatile, soft, and individualistic. Plato disliked this unplanned system and its end product, though he appreciated its cultural content. The Spartan system, on the other hand, was a state-planned and controlled education system. For counturies, Spartan had maintained a system of state training. The Spartan child, both male and female, was taken away from parents at the age of 7 and was trained by state officials under complete state care. Its curriculum was state-planned. It was mainly athletic and militarist in content. Its end product was a Spartan taught, disciplined, and with a high social motivation. Plato was appreciative of the emphasis on strength and the high social motivation in the Spartan education system. Both these systems, then existing, especially the Spartan system, did influence Plato. He borrowed certain good aspects of both, but went beyond. Plato's purpose was not merely to produce a strong man as in Spartan system or a cultured man as in Athenian system. His purpose was to produce strong man of philosophical and moral heights. Therefore, Plato provided for longer and continuing period of education. He added a system of higher education not found in the Athenian and Spartan systems. Page 39. His syllabi was also richer with all the then known higher studies of science, art, philosophy, mathematics and dialectics, apart from music and gymnastics at lower level. Plato's vision was that of a healthy, strong, wise, just and full man. Therefore, his education system was meant to develop the whole man by shaping his plastic soul through education. It was an attempt to prepare the man for the fullness of human experience. It was an attempt to turn his spirit and the inner eye toward all excellences and virtues, especially the highest one, justice. This high ethical purpose made him to go for strict state control and censorship over education. 3.2.3 Nature and content of Plato's education system. Plato's scheme of education consists mainly of two stages, namely elementary and higher. The elementary education is meant for children and young men up to the age of 20. The higher education was from the age of 20 to 35. Plato's education was meant for both sexes, male and female. It was designed mainly to fit each individual and each class to one's own role. Its focus was especially on educating and training the soldierly auxiliary and the guardian, that is, ruler class. The curriculum studied at the elementary level were mainly two subjects, namely gymnastics and music. Gymnastics is primarily understood as for strengthening the body, but for Plato, it was meant for training the mind through the exercise of the body. It was meant to teach such soldierly qualities as discipline, self-control, courage, and physical strength tempered by gentleness. Gymnastics included diet and medicine, apart from physical exercises. Its main purpose was to construct a sound body suitable to house a sound mind. The content of the subject called music by Plato was extensive. It included art, poetry, culture, and history, apart from harmonious sound. It was meant to train the mind directly in the knowledge of all these. It was meant to develop not merely aesthetic appreciation, but a sense of proportion, a sense of harmony, and indeed a sense of righteousness needed for a cultured and moral personality. Page 40. In short, together, gymnastics and music were to produce a sound mind in a sound body. An Apollo, that is the Greek god of wisdom, in a Hercules, that is the Greek god of strength, or, to put it in Indian terms, a Buddha in a Bhima. Plato's dream, indeed, was that if education could do this, doctors in hospitals, lawyers in law courts could be banished from society. Another point which you must know while discussing Plato's theory of elementary education is the state censorship of all art and literature in society, including the grandmother's lullaby and the street bard or Bidhi Dasa's songs, which Plato proposed. Plato's fear was that uncensored art and literature would be dysfunctional to the purposes of the elementary education system he designed. Plato's advocacy of censorship has been attacked by some as totalitarian, while some defend it as essential, normal, and done even today to protect the children. Plato's scheme of higher education was a very original one. It was meant for a selected group of young men about the age of 20 who had graduated through elementary education and military training. It was spread over 15 years up to the age of 35. Its purpose was to prepare the soldierly class to become the guardian class of vice rulers in the highest positions. The curriculum of higher education meant to train the guardian class included all philosophy, mathematics, astronomy, and dialectics, in short, all the then known higher and what we call today as scientific learning. Plato was particular about 10 years of mathematical and 5 years of dialectic studies. The purpose was to train a mind capable of abstract and highly logical reasoning in search of good individual and social with mathematical precision. Even after 35 years of age and this higher education, the guardian was not yet ready. He had to undergo another 15 years of apprenticeship or practical work and training under guardians. Only after this, those who successfully underwent all this would be promoted to the class of philosophical guardians. Page 41. 3.2.4. An assessment. In Plato's scheme of things, where the design is to produce just life, individual and social knowledge and wisdom play an important role. Good citizens, good politicians, and good society and good state are all products of good education. Therefore, Plato's Republic rightly devotes so much of attention to education. Plato's scheme of education, especially the elementary education, is influenced by and based upon the then existing Spartan and Athenian education systems. But Plato went beyond and was innovative, and especially his system of higher education was indeed original. His academy practiced it, became popular, and lasted nearly 10 centuries. Plato's scheme of education was for a full man and full life. Therefore, it started from childhood and continued in maturity. Rightly, the curriculum was comprehensive and covered from gymnastics to dialectics. Plato's reliance on censorship and state control over education have been criticized by liberals as totalitarian in character. But even today, state censorship and state control over education, especially the elementary education, continues even in the most liberal of states. The evil is not in their presence, but in their misuse and excesses. The debate on them is eternal, and the emphasis on education which Plato gave for good life and good polity is eternal. Page 42. Check your progress. 1. Note. 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with a clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Bring out the importance of education in Plato's political philosophy. 2. Outline the background and basis of Plato's scheme of education. 3. Discuss the nature and content of Plato's education system and assess it. Page 43. 3.3. Plato's theory of communism. 3.3.1. Introduction. As already said above, Plato's communism emerges as a supplement to his scheme of education. Both are meant to make the ruling class enlightened and selfless. If education does this from inside by shaping and training his spirit or soul, communism does the same from outside by arranging a communistic way of life for the guardian class with regard to the mundane matters. 3.3.2. Nature and Purpose. Plato's theory of communism has two aspects. First, it is communism of property, and second, it's a communism of wives and children. The communist way of life that results from these are meant to free the ruling class from routine worries and to make them devote themselves fully to the common good. According to his theory of communism of property first, none of the guardians shall have any private property of his own beyond what is absolutely necessary, that is, his clothes and such absolutely minimal personal belongings. He should not have any private house or store. Secondly, all guardians should live in a common mess, as in a military camp, for their food and shelter maintained at public cost. Thirdly, since they are by nature men of divine gold, they should have nothing to do with metals like gold or silver. The appetite for these earthly things or property befits the common folk. The guardian class is about these as they are golden in their character. The second aspect of Plato's communism is the communism of family or of wives and children. On this aspect, Plato observed that guardians should not set up private families, but should have common wives and common children. Plato considered private family and the instinctive attachments that go with it as the fortress of selfishness. To avoid this, he advocated state-arranged and temporary marriages or union of sexes and state-rearing of children away from their genetic parents. Such a system would promote, page 44, a eugenics, that is, planned breeding of children by arranging unions of best of both sexes. B. Gender equality, as Plato considered women as equally capable like men. He provided for banishing of marriages without state permission and of children born of inferior unions from the guardian flock. All these were meant to replace the feeling of mine and thine with regard to children and women by a healthy feeling of ours, that is, one strongly bound community. In such a community, as the guardians know that their own wives and children are there in the community, even though they do not know them individually, they would fight and work devotedly for the interest of all, of a common wealth or common good for which the ruling class is essentially meant for. 3.3.3 An assessment. Plato's theory of communism is a logical offshoot of his idealistic political philosophy. The communist way of life he prescribes is mainly to make his rulers entirely selfless and completely devoted to the common good. That is why his advocacy of communism is only for the ruling class of auxiliaries and guardians in a state and not to others. This limiting of communism to his ruling class makes Plato's communism to be mainly political in purpose. In the dialogue, when a student, Adeimantus, objects to this, stating that it resulted in denial of happiness to the ruling class, Plato answers that it was necessary to make them guardians and that, without it, the guardians would be anything but guardians. Plato's communism and modern communism differs from each on many grounds and they have only some similarity. First, Plato's communism is mainly political in purpose. Modern communism is mainly determined by economic factors and dreams. Plato's communism is half communism confined only to the ruling class. Modern communism covers the whole society. Plato's communism is ascetic in character as it attempts to discipline the ruling class in a saint-like way. Page 45. It is indeed spiritual and ethical in character. But modern communism is economic and materialistic in character. It aims at socialization of the means of production, economic equality and prosperity for all. The only similarity between the two is their aim to restrict selfish competition and to promote the common good. Check your progress too. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with a clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Discuss the nature and purpose of Plato's communism. 2. Critically assess Plato's theory of communism. 3.4. Let us sum up. In this unit, we have understood two important components which are part of his ideal state, namely education and communism. Both these are logical accompaniments of his idea of philosopher's rule. Both these are meant to make his rulers enlightened and selfless. Page 46. His scheme of education was based to an extent on the existing Athenian and Spartan education systems. But Plato went beyond with innovations in elementary education and the addition of an entirely original scheme of higher education. His purpose was to produce enlightened rulers. In this unit number 3, we have also examined Plato's theory of communism. Like his scheme of education, his theory of communism is a logical accompaniment of his idea of philosopher's rule. It is meant to provide a way of living which would avoid private property and private family to his rulers and make them live like soldiers in military common mess. The purpose was to make the soldiers and rulers selfless and totally devoted to the common good. His scheme includes temporary state-arranged marriages of best guardians of both sexes to produce good quality children. Second, it includes taking away of those children by the state for common rearing to avoid a sense of mine and thine with regard to wives and children. But all these were meant only for soldiers and the guardian class, and not for others in society. Therefore, Plato's communism differed from modern communism by its confinement to the ruling class, political purpose, and ascetic nature, unlike modern communism, which extends to the whole society and is economic in purpose and materialistic in nature. But in their concern for common good, both are alike. Plato was not only the first political philosopher, but giant of a thinker who examined the ideas and ideals of politics in their perfection. His idea of ideal state developed in his Republic have been of eternal and universal influence. Though his later political works, namely The Statesman and The Laws, comparatively moves towards realism, his best political philosophy is in The Republic. We have examined it in the two units, namely Unit Number 2 and Unit Number 3. We can now go on to consider the political thought of Aristotle, a student of Plato, but another giant of a political thinker, who indeed wrote the first book under the title Politics, page 47. 3.5 Keywords: Curriculum, Courses of Study in an Education System, Gymnastics, Exercises of the Body to Discipline Both Body and Mind, Music, a Package of Courses Prescribed in Plato's Scheme of Elementary Education, Academy, Plato's School of Philosophy started and run by him, Censorship, the act of scrutinizing books or any literary or artwork to cut out undesirable material, the authority exercised for this purpose mainly by the state, Communism, the political theory which holds the community interest as higher to individual's interest and stands for common ownership and control over social and economic matters for this purpose, Eugenics, the science of breeding good offsprings, Ascetic, saint-like. 3.6 Some useful books, same as in Unit 2, Section 11. 3.7 Answers to check your progress. Check your progress 1. 1. See Section 3.2.1. 2. See Section 3.2.2. 3. See Section 3.2.3 and 3.2.4. For check your progress 2, question number 1, see section 3.3.2, 2, see section 3.3.3, page 48, notes.